welcome to Lesson 3 of ESLPod.com's Using English at Work. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development. In the second lesson of Using English at Work, we learned vocabulary for checking mail, email, and voicemail. In this third lesson, I'm going to talk about attending or going to a morning meeting. Let's listen to the story first at a slow speed.
I arrive at the conference room right before the meeting starts and sit down in a chair around the large conference table. Our manager passes out a handout of the meeting agenda with some announcements and goes over some bullet points regarding old and new business. Then, he asks each person to give a status report on his or her projects. Each of us takes turns giving a quick rundown, while everyone else listens. Of course, not everyone is paying attention, since they're thinking about their own reports and what they plan to say. Sometimes our manager will make some comments or give us some feedback, but usually there's very little discussion. The meeting always ends the same way. Our manager gives a short summary of how our department is doing and a little pep talk to get us motivated. Now it's back to our desks to do some work.
Our story begins when I arrive, or come to, the conference room right before the meeting starts and sit down in a chair around the large conference table. A conference is a type of large meeting, usually a formal meeting. A conference room is a large room in an office building that is used only for meetings. It's not an office. A conference table is the large table inside the conference room. Conference tables are usually big, round, or perhaps rectangular tables that have chairs placed around them for the meetings. Usually, the meeting leader, the person who is running the meeting, sits at one end of the conference table so everyone can see him or her. After I sat down, the manager passes out a handout of the meeting agenda. A manager is a person who is in charge of or responsible for a department or a team at work. At a large company, for example, a salesperson begins working as a sales representative, and if he or she does well, might become a sales manager in a few years. If he or she continues to do well, perhaps they will later become vice president of sales. At this meeting, my manager passes out a handout of the meeting agenda. A handout is a piece of paper that has information about the things that will be talked about during a meeting or a presentation. At the university, in the classes, the professors will often have handouts, things that they will give the students to look at that are related to their lecture or presentation. Each person at the meeting or presentation gets a copy of the handout. A presenter might give out handouts that have his or her contact information, for example. Or handouts could have detailed financial information about a project. In this case, the handout is of the meeting agenda itself. An agenda is a plan for a meeting, showing what needs to be done, what needs to be discussed, in what order those things will be discussed. My manager's handout of the meeting agenda is a piece of paper with a list of all the things that will be discussed during today's meeting. The handout has some announcements on it. An announcement is something that is written or said to let other people know about something. Your company president may make an announcement saying that everyone can take Friday off, have Friday as a vacation day. That would never actually happen. That's just an example. My manager goes over some bullet points on the handout. To go over something means to talk about something, usually a document or report. You might also go over your notes a few minutes before an exam to help yourself remember the most important things that you've studied or that you didn't study. My manager is going over some bullet points. Bullet points are lines of text in a document where each line begins with a small circle. Sometimes it's a diamond or an arrow. We call those bullets. The text usually isn't a complete sentence, but just a short phrase. Bullet points are often easier and faster to read than long sentences because each idea is on a separate line. They're essentially a list of something. My manager's bullet points are about old and new business. Everything you talk about at a meeting is either old business or new business. Old business is everything that you talk about that was already discussed at a previous meeting. Makes sense. New business is everything that you are going to talk about that has not yet been discussed before. Most business meetings begin with old business and end with new business. Then, of course, the new business becomes the old business for the next meeting, if you still need to talk about it more. My manager then asks each person to give a status report on his or her projects. A status report is a short explanation about what someone has done on a project. In this case, the manager is asking us to tell everyone else what we have done on our projects since the last time that we spoke. Some departments have weekly meetings where everyone is supposed to give a status report. At this meeting, each person takes turns giving a quick rundown while everyone else listens. To take turns, always plural when used as a phrasal verb, as it is in this case, means to do something one person at a time, so that first one person does something, then another, and then another, until everyone in the group has finished. In a large meeting, you have to take turns talking. You can't all talk at the same time. Sometimes husbands and wives take turns washing the dishes, meaning that one night he does it and the next night she does it. That's not true in my house. I do the dishes every night. I'll have to talk to my wife about taking turns. At my meeting, we're taking turns giving a quick rundown. A rundown is a very short explanation of the most important points of something. If your boss doesn't have time to read a long report, she might ask you to read it for her and then give her a rundown of what it's about. It's a brief presentation, a summary. Our status reports are quick rundowns, quick summaries of what we've done since the last meeting. Rundown, R-U-N-D-O-W-N, is one word. Not everyone, however, is paying attention at the meeting. To pay attention to something means to listen carefully and try to understand what someone else is saying. At the meeting, some people aren't paying attention because they're thinking about their own status reports and what they are going to say when it's their turn, when it's their time to talk. Sometimes our manager makes some comments or gives us some feedback, but there's usually not very much discussion at our meetings. Feedback is either positive or negative comments that are made in response to what someone has done or, in this case, said. If you write a story and ask a friend to read it and let you know what he thinks, then you are asking him to give you feedback. The idea is that feedback will help make it better. Sometimes people will write a draft of their report, give it to their colleague, and ask for feedback so they can make the report better. Our meetings always end the same way, meaning it's the same ending every time we meet. Our manager gives a short summary of how our department is doing. A summary is, as you know, like a rundown. It's a short description of the most important points. After my manager gives a summary of how our departments are doing, he gives a little pep talk to get us motivated. A pep, P-E-P, talk is a short speech that is supposed to encourage people, helping them to do something better, faster, or with more enthusiasm. Athletic coaches give their teams pep talks before important games to help the players play better, to get more excited, more enthusiastic. My manager's pep talk is probably meant to help us feel that the work we are doing is very important for the company. Finally, I say, now it's back to our desks to do some work. This means that the meeting is over, thank goodness, and we need to leave the conference room and return to our desks to do the work of our regular jobs. Now let's listen to the description of the morning meeting again, this time at a normal speed.
I arrive at the conference room right before the meeting starts and sit down in a chair around the large conference table. Our manager passes out a handout of the meeting agenda with some announcements and goes over some bullet points regarding old and new business. Then, he asks each person to give a status report on his or her projects. Each of us takes turns giving a quick rundown while everyone else listens. Of course, not everyone is paying attention since they're thinking about their own reports and what they plan to say. Sometimes our manager will make some comments or give us some feedback, but usually there's very little discussion. The meeting always ends the same way. Our manager gives a short summary of how our department is doing and a little pep talk to get us motivated. Now it's back to our desks to do some work.
That brings us to the end of our third lesson about attending a morning meeting. In our next lesson, number 4, I'm going to talk about working at my desk. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at ESLPOD.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2008.